And yeah,
you keep saying this, and then people keep thinking we're actually together. It's like, what the...
Yeah.
No, I'm not into that.
Oh, and then Chris, he also said, shout out Tyler Galley, shout out Luke Berry.
Yeah, he knew who I was, too.
Yeah, because from crazy. Beat Banter, obviously.
Yeah.
He listens every week, and he said,
And genuinely, though, we mention you, like, almost every week. Like,
yeah, actually, I haven't been listening for the past few months, to be honest, so God. I haven't heard, but...
He's above it.
Yeah.
No,
like, too, yeah.
No. But you and
I appreciate it, though. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We do say your name. Yeah, we say your name at least once an episode, and sometimes we'll just go like this, Tyler Galley, Tyler Galley, Tyler Galley.
Just like over and over into the mic.
And then like you'll appear behind us.
Yeah, we say it three times. We say Luke Berry, Luke Berry, Luke Berry, Luke Berry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Our two performative men.
Oh, they're so beautiful.
Dude, I thought I was going to get made fun of for being performative the whole episode. That's what I was expecting.
No, it's okay. It's a safe space. It's a safe space.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay, well, thank you for coming on this episode, Tyler.
Of course, yeah. Thanks for
having me. Any parting words for
any parting words?
Any advice? Like, what should we do different? Like, this is a peer review.
Differently?
Well, yeah, now this is like peer review session.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on the spot. I have like 15 seconds. Mm. Mute Sarah's mic, probably.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. All right, well, thank you for listening to
Beat Banter,
the only show.
Bye.
Bye.
Beat Banter.
I'm Larry Kay, and you've tuned into Something Special. Join me as we celebrate 19 incredible years on the airwaves, spotlighting Indigenous excellence through over 250 powerful interviews since 2006. This is Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay. We're just getting started. From the Two Buffalo Studios in Bradenton, Florida, welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome back after 13 long years, reggae blues musician Gary Small. He's here to talk about his EP, Guitar Man, and his newest single recorded with Patty Davis, Silent No More. A moving tribute to awareness about missing and murdered Indigenous women. You'll be stopping by to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. I'm ready. You ready? Let's hook it up. Let's get the show started with music from Gary Small and the title track. This is Guitar Man.
Queens. I'm gonna take myself down to New Orleans. Think I'm gonna find me one of them Cajun girls and drink a bottle of wine and give a little whirl. Well, you can run and you can hide, but my guitar says you're gonna be mine or mine. She put that voodoo on me, really chilled me to the core. She put that voodoo on me, couldn't take it anymore. Well, you can run, or you can hide. And my guitar says, you're gonna be mine or mine. Try to resist, do what you can.
she's shining in the night. That Creole woman, she's putting up a fight. I'm gonna play my guitar, then she'll see the light. I'm gonna play my guitar, she'll dance on through the night. Well, well, you can't run, but you can't hide. And my guitar says, y'all gonna be mine, oh mine. Try to resist, do what you can. But one thing I know now, honey, I'm a guitar man.
Guitar Man, Gary Small, the title track. Ooh, yeah. Let's hook it up now with Billy Joel Green, All Along the Watchtower. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Buffalo Head from Blue Dog, Minneapolis. All right, here's Mike Paul. I'm Larry K.
You weren't your doctor yet. To just go to the moon, down we protect the moon. To where to not your moon, Nick, are we? Yeah.
wishes help us start to turn you around. Abre tus ojos, creo, se te escucha más lindo. We'll be right back.
CMA, Feel Like Drugs. She's going to be in our spotlight in a couple of weeks. All right, Majitan, I Don't Care. We are Indigenous in Music.
desire, and I'm left with nothing. I'm a smoldering fire, and the fire burns, burns away, and the fire burns, burns away, and the fire burns till the darkest day. Take away my flesh and bone, call me out of wood and stone, so I ain't gotta feel all the pain that just won't leave me alone. Take away my flesh and bone, call me out of wood and stone, so I ain't gotta feel all the pain that just won't leave me alone. Yeah.
That's music from QBLN from Mexico. I'm Larry Kay. I'd like to invite you over to our homepage, indigenousinmusicandarts.org. Stop on over and take a look around. We do a lot. We got the Two Buffalo Art Gallery. Say Magazine Studios. Indigenousinmusicandarts.org. Stop on over. Morgan Tony. I like that. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, our guest, Gary Small, will be in the spotlight. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music. We've been doing this for a while, since 2006. It's our 19th year on the radio. Oh, yeah. We are the music makers, bringing the music that makes you feel good. It all starts at indigenousinmusic.com.
Do you love Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay? You can now show your love and take our support challenge. Visit us on our music page and you get to choose. You can become a member, become an ambassador, become a volunteer, or make a donation. Take the support challenge at indigenousinmusic.com. Thank you for taking the time to show your love.
Donations come in many forms. A sustained membership, a one-time gift, even that extra vehicle you no longer need. Learn more about the advantages of donating a vehicle. Here's how. Go to Indigenous in Music and click Donate.
Indigenous in Music with Larry K, celebrating 19 years, and we've only just begun. From the Say Magazine studios in Bradenton, Florida, welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight interview. I'm Larry Kay. Joining us tonight is four-time Native American Music Award winner, Gary Small, a proud member of the Northern Cheyenne Nation and frontman of the Coyote Brothers. Gary is back with a brand new blues EP entitled Guitar Man. He also joins us to talk about his new, powerful new single, Silent No More, a heartfelt collaboration with Patti Davis to raise awareness for missing and murdered Indigenous women. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back Mr. Gary Small. Hi, Gary. Great to have you back.
Thank you, Larry. It's good to be back.
Yeah, 13 long years. Heck, I got to get you back sooner. Where you been?
Oh. Yeah, you never know.
We're growing.
I'll be too late next time.
I know, we're growing. Well, geez, yeah, last time we were promoting Hostiles and Renegades, and I'm still playing the heck out of that album. Good stuff.
Oh, thank you, Larry. I really, really enjoyed doing that album. It was just a great labor of love, really was.
Oh, yeah. Well, why don't we start with a short introduction? We have a lot of new listeners since our last visit, and then we'll talk about the new EP, and then your single, Silent No More, with Patti Davis. So go ahead and hit the stage.
Well, Larry, I was born just south of the Northern Cheyenne Reservation. Majority of my family still live on the Northern Cheyenne, and I was pretty much brought up around Sheridan, Wyoming, which is about a half an hour from the res.
Okay.
I started playing, well, I always wanted to be a musician as long as I could remember. I remember when I was, oh, probably not even in kindergarten yet, and I would make a makeshift drum kit out of the waste paper baskets in the house.
Oh yeah,
and
flip them up over.
Hit them with pencils, you know. And then my mom got me a toy xylophone, and first thing I learned to play was H.E. Sweet, and that's because it was on Bugs Bunny.
All right.
And
you remember?
That's how my crazy career got started. I'll never forget what really got me serious. I saw B.B. King on The Tonight Show.
Oh, wow.
And I was young. I didn't even start playing guitar yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Well, let's talk about the EP, Guitar Man, and how did this all take place?
Oh, well, the boys and I, we went to the International Blues Challenge 3 years in a row.
Okay.
We were the Wyoming state champion for a better lack of a better title. We did that for 3 years in a row. Then they told me I had to go find something else to do because they like, you got to give somebody else a chance.
Okay. Keep winning.
So anyway, you know, when you go there, the competition is in Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay.
And you got to go down there with original music.
Sure.
And so the five songs that are on there are of course all mine, and we performed those live when we competed down there. And I thought, you know, well, since we're doing this live, let's record them as well.
Sure.
In the studio. And I literally totally forgot about them.
Well, let's talk about the new collaboration with Patti Davis and your tribute to MMIW, Silent No More.
Well, Patti Davis and I, you know, she is kind of rock and roll royalty. Her cousin is Jesse Ed Davis, very famous guitarist in the 70s and 80s. He's native. Played with, I think he started out with Taj Mahal,
mm-hmm.
Then he went to Rod Stewart and George Harrison, and a ton of others. He was just a really sought-after guitar player. Patti and I have stayed in contact over the years, and she was down for a tribute for Jesse Ed Davis, and we had talked about this, doing an MMIW song. And I already had one in the works,
mm-hmm.
that, like a lot of my songwriting, I'll tend to work on something and then put it away and almost forget I even have it. Mm-hmm. You know, and anyway, she gently cattle prodded me to get this done. And I said, well, you got to contribute too. And so we exchanged lyrics back and forth for 3 months. You know, it's kind of, you know, I'm the Elton John, she's the Bernie Taupin, you know. Right. She's the one that comes up with some great, great words for sure. The song.
Nice.
So on this recording, I did all the guitars, and believe it or not, I did my solo in one take.
All right. That's what we want to hear. Silent No
More. Well, the first time in a long time, I actually pulled that off. But Jimmy Lang on organ, Michael Gill on percussion and drums. I did all the guitar work and lead vocals. And then we brought in a local gal, Joanne Gardner, who just took it out of the ballpark and into the next one. Right. She's that beautiful vocalist at the end of the song.
Okay.
Just nailed it. She's an incredible talent. We were very fortunate to have her on there as well.
We'll be playing that song here in just a bit, too, as well.
Oh, cool.
Yes, yes. What message do you hope listeners will take away from the song?
I've been hearing about missing and murdered Indian women since the 70s, mm-hmm. probably. And it does not seem to ever relinquish itself. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, it seems to get worse. And
I agree. Yes, I agree.
You know, it's just not law enforcement that can prevent this. It's all of us. All of us have to do something. Mm-hmm. You know, talk to our daughters. Tell them not to take big chances.
Yes.
But, you know, when you're young and impervious, sometimes, you know, and it goes for the guys, too. You know, they'll take unnecessary risks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we need that kind of education, you know, throughout Indian country. And law enforcement needs to be educated, too, on just how things are culturally.
Right.
And
right.
I think we're starting to do that. I see programs going. But what I can do is bring public awareness to the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, you know, Patty and I wrote this song. It's free to whoever wants to use it.
Yes.
We don't care who uses it. You know, if you want to do a public service announcement for your organization and utilize that song, we'd be more than happy to send it to you.
All right. And you did a good job. I love the song.
Thank
good tribute.
You.
Yes. Gary, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Hey, you know, I'm a big Facebook fan. You can always get a hold of me there. It's just Gary Small. Probably the best way to get a hold of me. I have a couple of websites. I have coyotebros.net. And then for my other project, oneearthmusic.net.
Today, our guest is Gary Small, frontman of the Coyote Brothers. He has a new EP out entitled Guitar Man, along with a new single just released with Patty Davis. Their tribute to MMIW entitled Silent No More. Gary and Patty are currently featured this week on our news program, Indigenous in the News. And you can listen and hear our full interview on our website at indigenousandmusic.com. Gary, thank you for showing up tonight in our Indigenous and Music Spotlight. Great to have you back on after 13 long years.
My pleasure, Larry. Thank you. Thank
yes.
you. Thank you for not forgetting about me.
Yeah, and it's my pleasure to have you back on and promote your new music and support your tribute. So stay in touch. We're going to play you that track. Here is Silent No More.
Left here in a vengeance, headed for the bright lights to start all over again. Some say that you walked into mighty, mighty trouble, a big trouble with a stranger, or trouble with your old man. Some say, well, you left town, but you didn't get very far. With just a few dollars, riding in a broken down Indian car. Some say another lost soul drove into the devil's den. All I know is you're missing, and I don't know where to begin.
Well, they're searching, searching for you.
Gonna find your lost soul, bring your spirit home again.
We'll keep shouting and shouting, calling out your name.
We will never close the door, we won't be silent anymore.
We won't be silent no more.
Maybe you started a new life. Maybe you found serenity and the peace you're looking for. Some say maybe we can only kiss the sky, but there is no surrender, and I will fight forevermore.
We won't be silent no more. We won't be silent.
Was music from Gary Small and Patty Davis, a special tribute to our MMIW. In case you're just tuning in, Gary was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Sing, we will sing our own song.
Buffy St. Marie, sing our own song. Hey, right now I'd like to invite you over to our homepage and show some love. We need your help and support. Come on over and take the support challenge. There you can become a member, a volunteer, an ambassador. You can donate a vehicle, and nowadays you can even donate real estate. But at this time, you can also make a simple donation. That's at indigenousandmusic.com. All right, here we go. Music now from Masanabe and Ray Zaragoza. This is Come Out.
Was I full too blind to see? Lost in the feeling. Making my way through the dark. You were gleaming. Are you still burning bright? Are you a dimming light? Just give me a sign that it's gonna be alright. Come out wherever you are. Ooh. Come out wherever you are. Ooh. Was I a ghost in your loving arms? Ooh. Am I a piece of your breaking heart?
Going to take a short break and we will be right back. We know you can't be in two places at once. That's why we're bringing to you our weekly broadcast of Indigenous in Music with Larry K. Now on demand at indigenousinmusic.com.
Make a lasting impact by donating your property. Donate your house or building to Indigenous in Music and Arts and support the Indigenous musicians. Expand our programs and preserve the cultural heritage. Visit indigenousinmusicandarts.org for details. Thank you for your support.
Susan McLuhart, Be Set Free.
Be set free, 'cause we believe that
I'm Larry Kay. Hope you're enjoying today's show. If you missed part of today's show, missed our interview, you can always find us on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com. Stop on over. That's where we hang 24/7, 365. That's at indigenousandmusic.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay, celebrating 19 years, and we've only just begun.
So now it's time to head back to the Save Magazine studios in sunny Bradenton, Florida, for one more hour of Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay.